This is The Night Show, only on TFM. Always with you.
Welcome back to The Night Show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? It's me, TP. And tonight in the studio with us, we've got Dr. Harris from Sanford to talk about infertility.
All right, good evening, Dr. Harris. Welcome to the studio. Now, today we're going to talk about the quite serious issue in Malaysia right now, which is infertility. So, first and foremost, Dr. Harris, can you tell us what is infertility and what is fertility?
Well, I mean, fertility and infertility are like the opposite sides of a coin.
Okay.
Yeah, fertility is the ability of a woman to have a baby, of course, and whereas infertility is defined as not being able to get pregnant after trying for 1 year of having a baby with having a regular unprotected sex. That would be the definition of both fertility and infertility.
And why is it that right now in this era that infertility is getting more and more common?
That is a really good question. Unfortunately, what you said is correct. It is commoner in than most people think, right? And infertility has become a major concern in Malaysia. You know, now both husband and the wife would be working, perhaps. Stress is higher, sedentary lifestyle, being overweight, smoking, binge drinking, not enough exercise, and the delay, of course, the delay in trying to get pregnant. Because now couples are getting married later in life, and they want to concentrate on their career first. True. And age is a woman's greatest enemy in terms of conceiving or getting pregnant. I think that is probably the reasons why it is rising.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Harris, for that input. Right now, we'll take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about the signs and symptoms of infertility. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Good evening, The Night Show on TFM here. You're back with me, TP, on T-Live. And today, in this special segment of Medical Journals, we're going to talk to Dr. Harris about infertility. So just now we covered on the topic on infertility, vs. fertility, the definition on it. Right now, Dr. Harris, can you tell us about the signs and symptoms of infertility?
When elaborating on the signs and symptoms or signals, as we call it, of infertility, I think it's important for us to address that it affects both men and women, rather than women alone. Yeah, as I have mentioned earlier, if a woman fails to get pregnant within a year of trying, then perhaps they should not wait, but seek the sort of help from a gynecologist or a fertility specialist, rather than waiting, let's wait next year. Let's wait for the next year, whereas the age keeps going up. Women who have irregular periods, right, those shorter than 21 days or longer than 35 days, may have problems in producing eggs every month. Women who have very painful periods, right, or have pain during sexual intercourse, may have endometriosis or pelvic problems, which may damage the tubes. And if it damages the tubes, which is essential in trying to conceive naturally, then obviously they will find it difficult to get pregnant. Let's not forget about men. Men with poor sperm count or quality may not have any signs and symptoms. They look very healthy, or problems with ejaculating. There is a small group of men who may actually have a retrograde ejaculation. What retrograde ejaculation means is that instead of the semen or sperm being passed out through the penis, it actually goes into the bladder. So this could also be one of the problems that men faces in terms of getting the wife pregnant.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Harris. Right now, it's time for another quick break. And don't go anywhere because we're going to talk more with Dr. Harris on the topic of infertility right after the break. TFM, always with you.
This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Welcome back to The Night Show on TFM here. You're back with me, TP, on T-Live today, where we're going to talk about some medical issues. Today, we are covering on the topic of infertility, and together with us, we've got Dr. Harris. So, Dr. Harris, can you explain to us about the key factors of what is causing infertility?
To me, the biggest sort of factor would be age. Time waits for no one. And the biological clock actually continues ticking for a woman, because the eggs that she has in her ovaries are the aches that she's born with.
Correct.
And as the age passes by, then obviously it's harder and harder for the ovary to produce these eggs. Let's say for the age of 18 to about 24 years old, this is the most fertile period for a woman.
Mm.
Then comes the 25 to 30 years old. It's still very high. Fertility is very high, and that should not be a problem. But by the time they reach 31 to 35, while it's high, but it starts decreasing in terms of fertility. Between 36 to 40 years old, this is where the greatest decline in terms of the ability of the ovary to produce eggs and quality eggs. These are the period in which is the most critical in terms of decreasing fertility. Beyond 41 years old, there is low reserve, so it would be difficult for a woman to get pregnant as the body is preparing for menopause.
Mm.
So the biggest factor is age.
Okay.
So my advice would be not to delay. If they have difficulty getting pregnant, seek treatment early. Well, besides age, the other factors that affect fertility includes the duration of infertility.
Hmm.
We know that, you know, if you've been trying for 5-6 years, there is likely to be some serious causes of the infertility. Then the timing and the frequency of sexual intercourse is important. If you're not doing it at the right time or you're not doing it regularly, then obviously the chances for the egg and the sperm to meet would be reduced as well.
Hmm.
Alright, and those are the important key factors on why infertility is happening. Right now, we'll take another short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back and talk more on infertility with Dr. Harris. TFM, always with you.
Get ready for a fun and crazy ride on The Night Show, right here on TFM.
Hello, what's up, Night Show and TFM here. Welcome back. It's me, TP, here. Today, we're talking about infertility, and with us, we've got Dr. Harris. So, we covered on the topics of signs and symptoms, the key factors, what is infertility. Right now, Doctor, can you tell us how can we actually improve and boost fertility?
Well, I suppose it's the opposite of all the things that I've
that
said.
That is true.
Well, a good work and life balance, right? Make sure they have time to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get overworked or stressed.
Right.
If you're stressed, then you're not likely to have sex.
Mm.
Right? Know about your fertile periods.
Oh, okay.
Right? If you know when your fertile periods, then at least you can target which days that you should have sex. Right? Diet is important. For men, they should refrain from smoking. They should refrain from going regularly to the sauna or having regular hot bath because this would affect sperm production.
Mm.
That's one of those things. And of course, they have to know about or be aware about her body signals, meaning age. My message is don't delay getting pregnant.
Yes, yes. Dr. Harris, I've been repeating this for a lot of time, which is don't delay. And if you realize if you're trying for 1 year, like what Dr. Harris mentioned, then seek professional help immediately. And what are the possible treatment that this patient can go for, doctor?
If they have been trying to get pregnant, yeah, meaning not using condoms, they have regular sex, not on contraception, for a year, then they should seek treatment. That's one. And this is for someone, I would say, less than 35 years old.
Okay.
But if they are above 35 years old, because the time is a factor, then I would say 6 months.
Oh, okay.
In 6 months, if you've been trying to conceive, but you cannot conceive or get pregnant, then they should get an assessment done by a gynecologist or a fertility specialist. The process is fairly simple. It needs a history. That means we get a full history from the patient and the husband. There is a sperm analysis. There is a pelvic examination and ultrasound. And perhaps one or two blood tests to check hormonal levels.
Mm.
This by itself should be able to assess why she's unable to get pregnant.
Mm.
Perhaps if they are young, we also do tubal assessment just to find out whether her fallopian tubes are blocked or not blocked. These are the simple tests. And once we know this, then we know what can be done to help the couple achieve their dream of having a baby.
Right. And thank you so much, Doctor. That's it for today's topic. Hope you guys learned a thing or two. And if you want to know more about this, don't worry, we're going to upload it to our podcast, which you can find on Google Play Store, Apple App Store, or Huawei App Gallery at Teapot, T-A-P-O-T. And of course, thank you so much, Dr. Harris, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And as for the rest of you, don't go anywhere because more of your favorite songs are coming up next. This is CFM, always with you.